You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX, in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks in East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 a.m. here on this Tuesday, March 11th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Libby Boucher from Crookston United Way. And Libby, how are you doing today?
I'm well. I'm adjusting to the time change. So
yes, aren't we all? But we're adjusting nicely with this excellent weather.
Really,
that we're
if it's going to stay like this, I'm all for the time change.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll sign up for it 10 times out of 10.
Exactly.
It's been a very successful year for you guys up to this point, and we're coming off of Dine Out Week, which we haven't had you guys on since Dine Out Week. So let's recap. How did that go?
Dine Out Week, we love Dine Out Week. First of all, it's not a lot of work for me. So we had 6 restaurants participating this year. And yeah, it's one of those fundraisers where it's so easy for pretty much everybody. All you know, the public has to do is go out and eat. All I have to do is make up some table tents and distribute them and ask restaurants to participate, and they say yes. So yeah, we had 6 restaurants in town to donate for us. And yeah, it's just a really, like I said, it's just a fun, easy, you know, very simple fundraiser. And it's just a really great way for our restaurants, who are such great supporters of us, to do something. Here you go. Here's a check. So
it's a win for everyone involved.
It really is. And everybody gets to eat tasty food. So yeah, we got that going for us, too.
It's great. It's great to hear that Dine Out Week went well, but now we're moving into the grant season.
We are. This is the time of the year where everything that we do all year long, this is why we do it. We had 18 agencies this year, and happily, for the second year in a row, we have extra money to give our agencies. We are able to say yes to everyone's grant requests in full. Which is a really nice feeling, because there have been lean years. There have been years where it's, oh boy, we can give you some, but not all. This year, we are able to give everybody everything they're asking for, and then a few of those wish list items, a few of those items that they're not necessarily budgeted, but boy, it would be nice to be able to fix this, replace this, or get something new. So, yeah. And that's why we do. That's why we bug you guys all the time about giving us money, because this is the payoff. This is the literal payoff. And, you know, this year we're already at 95% of our goal for our current grant season. So Crookston's awesome. The support that we get financially, the people who show up, the businesses that participate, it really is united, not to be too cute about it, but this is how we unite. This is how we live united. This is what we do. We take care of people, and the Crookston community's generosity allows us to do that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to already be at 95% of your goal, and you're halfway through your grant year.
Right. Yeah, we have about $9,000 left to raise. We have a few ideas and a few things bubbling in the background. And I would love to make it a habit to have extra money to give our agencies this year. Dolly Parton Imagination Library, this last year was our first year of funding them. She's already doubled her enrollment. So she asked for double the money, and we were able to say, yes, ma'am, here is the money, and to get books in the hands of kids for free. I'm a book nerd. I have a little free library in my front yard. So anything having to do with getting kids reading, I'm all for it. The food bank, that's one. Times are kind of scary for those food-based agencies of ours. There are a lot of them who are looking at the bottom line and looking at food costs and, you know, trying to make those numbers work, and they're not working all that well. So if you have, you know, food to donate, you know, the New Hope Food Shelf, they give away a lot of food. There are a lot of people in our community that need that food assistance. North Country Food Bank over in East Grand Forks, they're kind of the mothership for all the local food banks or food shelves. So they supply the food shelves with a lot of food. And it's me and my husband living at home, and I'm still buying groceries or spending like I'm still feeding teenagers at my house. And they're long gone. So I have noticed this huge jump in my food bill. I can absorb it, you know, I can make it work because it's just my husband and I, but if I had, you know, 2-3 little kids at home, it would be a crisis. So we were very happy to be able to say yes 100% to all of our food-based agencies. We were able to say, yep, whatever you asked for, we're able to give it to you.
And that's going to be really rewarding, not just for them, but for you guys, too.
It is. It's that's why we do what we do. You know, a lot of these agencies are like Imagination Library, for example. That's one lady. That's Gina Gunderson doing that by herself. She doesn't have a lot of the resources to write a ton of grants. So she relies on us for a good part of the majority of her funding. And for us to be able to kind of do some of the legwork for some of our smaller agencies to raise that money for them, it takes one more burden off of them. It takes one thing out of their budget so they don't have to, you know, pay somebody to write grant after grant after grant. Some of them were the ones that they come to. Fisher Backpack Program, you know, they have almost doubled their kids who get a food package from them every week. They asked for a little extra money to do things like keep clean socks and underwear at the school for kids who are struggling that way, which never, ever occurred to me. That was kind of a, I'm sorry, what? And for them to be able to, you know, supply something so basic. I mean, you think food is basic. Well, socks and underwear are also very basic. So they wanted to be able to have a few extra bucks so they could buy some socks and underwear for kids at their school.
And it's amazing that you're able to be able to supply them and fulfill those needs.
Yeah. And just, that's just not something that ever even crossed my mind, is that kids are coming to school and they don't have any socks inside their snow boots. And then we have, you know, some really fun ones, the Polk County DAC. You know, their clients are hoping to replace some board games and would like some Legos. So also, if you're cleaning out your closets and you got a bunch of old Legos, it sounds like the clients at the Polk County DAC would love some Legos. So there's my plug for them. But we're also going to be able to buy them some Lego sets, because why not? We can do the fun things too. And this year we really can. So
yeah, it's really amazing how much you guys have been able to raise in such a short amount of time. And still, like we had said, you still have about half the year to go.
Right.
And you're already at that 95% mark, $9,000 until you hit that 100% yep. goal. But you're looking to go above and beyond that, right?
And that's the hope. And like I said, this is Crookston at its finest. You know, so many, we have D and we have American Crystal and Riverview and the University of Minnesota, they all do a very active and good-sized packet campaign. So those employees of our biggest employers in town, you know, give 10, 15, 20, 50 bucks per paycheck. So they're giving throughout the year. It's not just a one and done, although plenty of people do that as well. But it's really amazing to see the percentage of employees that participate in this. And that's like our bread and butter. That is the majority of where our money comes from, is those workplace campaigns. So when you see the yellow envelope, I know some people dread it. They're like, oh boy, here they come again. But that's why we do what we do. We drop off that packet and then we come a couple weeks later and pick it up, and new flyer. I mean, they don't even need us. They're like, drop off the packet. We don't need anything else from you. They have a very active and lively campaign over there. And their employees are so generous. And Crystal is the same way. Crystal's also, they like giving me an employee to be on my board. D is another one. They're just these wonderful community partners. Hugo's, Tyler Vossler, the new manager at Hugo's, he's on my board now. And that's what I need as well. The financial support, of course, is the bread and butter, but also having people active in the community and coming on my board. So I am kind of looking for a few board members, so reach out to us on Facebook. And this is such a community. Everything we do has to do with Crookston. It has to do with you know, the people who live and work here. And, you know, that's who our focus is. And as we've talked about before, the money stays here. You know, I go to Bremer with the bank bag and drop it off there, and we write the checks here. We don't send, you know, hundreds upon thousands of dollars to some big mothership that never even knows where Crookston is. All the money that people donate does its best good here. And that's so important. You know, I believe in these big national causes too, but I'm not looking at them as I, you know, go to the grocery store. I see the people that we help every day.
Yeah, that's really great that you're able to keep it all here.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's important, because there are so many that you think you're helping right here, but the majority of it goes away. This is us. You know, we only work 3 days a week because we want to keep our costs really low, because you guys aren't donating to pay my salary. You guys are donating to do some good. And so that's why don't call me on a Thursday, because I'm not working, or Friday. So we get our stuff done as best we can in 3 days a week, because we know how important it is to have the money doing good. So,
You mentioned the board members, and if people are interested, firstly, how can they reach out again? And then what can people expect if they are a board member?
As a board, well, I try to keep, you know, my kind of philosophy is I'm getting paid, they're not. So I try to keep my demands on my board's time pretty small. End of February, beginning of March, very busy because it's grant season. So we do grant hearings. Each board member signs up for, I think I asked them for at least three this year. So all of my board members do, you know, a few board meetings or a few grant meetings. We have one board meeting a month, and that's an hour, and it's at noon on the third Tuesday of the month. So it's at 1 hour. I try not to harass and overflow their email too much. Again, this time of year, there's a lot. The rest of the time of the year, it's maybe they get an email a week from me. We ask them to participate in our fundraisers, whether it's the chili cook-off and you come and help me set tables or give out trays. The golf tournament, which we're doing in August. So it's as much or as little as you, there are some people who literally they're like, I can come to the meetings, but you know, I can't do much outside of work hours. That's fine. You know, we love having a big and vibrant and interested and active board. You get a free t-shirt. So it's once a month. An hour a month. And then again, there's various and assorted emails. We do a couple of volunteer. We do Eat United during June. So we go out and serve lunches at the park, and it's usually a beautiful day and kids are getting super stoked about hot dogs. Mm. And then we do home delivered meals. Usually that's in October. And then our board members are asked to deliver some packets and pick them up. And I try not to bug them too terribly much. You'll have to ask some of my board members if I bug them too much. Hopefully they say no. So yeah, it's and they can reach out to me on our Facebook page. They can call the office, which is 218-281-1715. They can email us, and that's exec@unitedwayofcrookston.org, or check out our website.
Yeah, there's a lot on the website too. We sometimes have so much to talk about. We don't get to talk about the website a whole lot, but let's dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, well, I try to keep it updated. I check on it every week and make sure that the events page is as updated as I can make it. You find a lot of information there. What agencies we fund, what our focus is, what our, you know, it's food, clothing, shelter. It's the basics. Who we are, what we do, the history of the United Way overall, and the history of the United Way in Crookston. You know, we've been around for more than 40 years now, and Crookston has kept it very vibrant and active for 40 years. So there's a lot on the website. I'm kind of proud of it. It was one of the first things I did when I started, is I went through and polished it up and shined it up and made it pretty. And so it's you know, the Facebook page is the most active. I'm usually posting something on there at least every couple of days. Our agencies, when they post something, I try to share that on our Facebook page as well. So we try to be, I'm keep being told that I should try TikTok for United Way, but I'm not sure how that would translate, but we'll give it a go.
All right.
I like TikTok. I consume TikTok. It's all like puppies and dancing for me, which I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
I haven't created anything for TikTok yet, but.
Have to see where the innovation takes you.
We'll see.
And people can also donate on the website as well.
There's a donate link on every page.
And since there aren't any events right now, people if they want to, they can donate at any time.
Exactly. And you can do a one time or you can make it recurring. And all of it's on the website. It's very secure. We don't store or keep your information if you don't want us to. And I'm not going to, you know, randomly hit you up for money. If you donate on the website, I understand that you don't want me chasing you down.
But it's great that you have that resource there too, because people, if they're, you know, for whatever reason, they just want to go to the website, or maybe they weren't able to participate in some of the previous events, or know that some of the events coming up they won't be able to make it to, they can still participate in that way.
Yep, and it's just click, click, boom. Yeah. So it's pretty easy to do and pretty straightforward and pretty clean. So there are lots of ways to donate. And yeah, we're, you know, and we try to be active in the community, and we try to make sure that you guys know how incredibly important you are and how much you are appreciated. And this is the time of year where we really can look at our donors and be like, you guys did good.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to say yes to all of our agencies, and to not have to cut any corners for them, and to be able to fund what they need, is that's it. That's the whole reason that we're here. That's why we ask you guys for money, because there is so much need. And for a city the size of Crookston to give so generously year after year is absolutely kind of, oh, my heart.
Yeah.
And to just know that you guys have got each other's backs. You know, this is the best way to have each other's backs, is by supporting these agencies.
Yeah, it's really amazing. The fact that you guys, for second consecutive year, able to go to those agencies and say, hey, what's on your wish list rather than what's on your needs list?
It's a fun phone call to make. It is a fun email to send, is, hey guys, you know, you have your budget stuff, but what's something that needs fixing or replacing, or something that you've just kind of, oh, I wish. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to do that is huge. And it makes the burden on our agencies so much lighter. You know, the food shelf, if we help them replace, I don't know, a freezer, that is one less thing for them to worry about. And so they can put more money toward food. The villa, you know, they would like, last year we fixed a wander door alarm. Now that's life-saving. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those they'd had blocked off, but really nice to be able to just fix it. And it was something that they didn't have to pull out of their budget or pull away from anywhere else. They had the extra money. So yeah, Crookston delivers, boy. You know, it's an amazing community. And again, we support each other. And this is how it shows. You know, that thermometer outside American Federal is creeping up, you know, week by week. And so that's kind of a visual representation of what you, Crookston, have done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to ever see where, if Crookston's doing good, check out that thermometer, because Crookston's doing really good.
Yeah, they're doing great, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah, staggering numbers. And you talked about, you know, you guys, there won't be an event for a little bit, but you're thinking of some maybe ideas? Is that kind of...
Well, we do have a golf tournament scheduled. Normally we do it in June, but we've discovered all the big boys have their big tournaments in June, and it gets very crowded, so we get kind of lost. So we're going to have it the first week of August this year. And we're talking about the golf ball drop for Oxcart Days, but that's really close to the golf tournament. But, you know, there's always something bubbling. There's always an idea brewing somewhere. So the next big one on the calendar right now is the golf tournament.
And that's where maybe a new board member who has an idea, they could present that to the board.
Exactly. I will take ideas. I love, you know, I love those kind of meetings where you sit around and just throw ideas at each other. Those are really fun meetings for me, because some really good stuff comes out of there. Some, you know, real kind of weird pie in the sky, how about we do this kind of stuff too. But those kind of meetings where you can just sit there and a group of smart and interested and dedicated people with ideas, oh, it's so much fun. It's kind of a rush to just sit there and be like, oh, God, we're smart, and yeah, we have good ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then to see them come to fruition and then raising the amounts of money that you guys are able to do.
Right. And right down to the smallest of us, we just had the Feed the Bear from Washington School. And those little guys stuffed the bear and overstuffed the bear. They had to deploy a second jar. And there's almost $700 from the smallest members of our community.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought in their pennies and their nickels and dimes, and happily and willingly. And I love that, because it starts that idea of philanthropy and of giving, you know, with the 3 and 4 year olds. That's something that will stick with them forever, and how giving back feels good and how it accomplishes something. And a visual representation like filling the bear also shows them just how much good they're doing. And so, yeah, I love the Feed the Bear. I love going out to get the big check from the kiddos. And yeah, that one is one of those where it's just every year, you know, it's so much fun to go out there and see these little kids who are so proud of what they've done.
Yeah.
And again, that's right down to our youngest members of our community. That's how Crookston supports the United Way and our agencies.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how old. Crookston supports Crookston.
Exactly. And it starts early. It starts in preschool.
Well, Libby, thank you very much for joining us today. Congratulations already on such a great grant year. And we look forward to having you on down the road and seeing more of those events and seeing that thermometer keep going higher and higher.
Gets climbing. My goal is to get it exploding out the top. I don't know if we have any of those magnets, but we'll try that.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
You bet.
That was Libby Boucher from Crookston United Way on today's Valley Talk program.